soon, especially if you do kind of a common telling line with the bridge. So maybe start from E flat and then go down to the A for the D. I mean, that can kind of ground things a little bit.
Okay.
On a tune with more changes, I would say a common, some kind of common tone line works well. But if it's D, then you're basically just going to be playing scales through it, and that might interrupt a little bit. But
okay,
I mean,
so
you,
for this
you can try
now?
Stuff as long as it's kind of a subtone.
All right. I'll just do it quietly.
Yeah, just do it quietly.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Wojtek, why don't you take another one on this? All right. One.
Thank you.
have some really great melodic ideas, and sometimes just doing a tune with fewer changes allows you to kind of explore that a bit more. I noticed, Rob, I think when we got together a couple of times, the fewer changes, kind of the more comfortable it got in terms of bass lines, too.
Yeah.
So it's always a matter of, if you've got one tune like this, say, okay, ideally everything feels this comfortable. You're just changing the harmonies underneath. So one thing I thought would be cool to try with this, have you guys ever tried in your practicing, have you tried singing? We talked a little bit about singing last time. Have you tried singing solos?
Yeah.
A little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah, it's not... well, I mean, I won't put anybody on the spot.
I would say in the car when nobody else is around.
Exactly. No, that's true for everybody. Can we take a chorus each, and this time, instead of just playing an entire chorus, I want you to sing a two-bar phrase to yourself, or if you want to sing it out loud, that's fine too. But sing a two-bar phrase and then simple melodic fragment, and then try to find that on your instrument for the second two bars of that phrase. Then sing something else, maybe a variation of that phrase. Let's try to stick to one idea per section at least. Yeah, so just hum or